Hello, this is Hans Kalman speaking.
Hello, I'm Kiran calling from India. We have, yes, good morning, sir.
You want to know more about recycling of plastics?
Yes, sir.
But there's already a lot of knowledge available on the internet as well.
Yes, actually, I have done some secondary on the internet and I come to know some pointers, but that's why I just have to ask experts like you your views on that particular thing, because it is very convenient to know from the people who are working in the industry, because I am just studying this market right now. And yes.
Oh, you want to know more about the market value and the market, let's say,
Generally, the
of this
technologies
moment.
which are into the, just as mechanical recycling is one of the technologies, so the
Yeah,
yes.
well, for the thermoset, we set up in the 19 years and company in pilot who has a capacity of 3,000 tons in Rastatt in Germany, and we succeeded. That was more or less in order by the automotive industry, because the automotive industry is using a lot of different plastics, and they ask us to for the thermosets to do something, and we as a resin supplier, BASF and DSM, in that time we spent a lot of money to set up this pilot. The pilot is already closed again, because we showed that mechanical recycling for thermosets is possible. In the meantime, we have also a lot of other possibilities, but we are not believing in that because they cost a lot of energy. And then I talk about all kind of, let's say, how do you call it? Well, the name, I love the name.
Plastics.
But that's not, we spend a lot of effort in that kind of technologies on our research departments, and we find out that the mechanical. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit coldness. I have coldness. But the mechanical recycling is one of the best. The problem is, and that's what you're asking for, but if you have this, and I can send you pictures about that, if you have this milled or crushed substance, you have to look for applications. And we did.
Applications, yes.
So we find a lot of applications, and but the market was for the market it was too quickly, too early. And then we said, okay, we show the possibilities, but industry, you have to take over now from us this activity, and they didn't. But in the meantime, we have a lot of problems with our windmills, because the blades of the windmills are coming back. And I was involved by that many, many years. And we said, okay, we have the possibility, but not it's not acceptable, because they are looking first to the let's say to the intake systems from the old blades, or for the blades which are refused, because 10 to 50%, 15% of the production of blades are rejected, and because by safety. But still, I mean, we showed already a couple of years ago to melt this blades for reuse, but even that was not acceptable by the industry of that time. Today, they will do that again, but it's not profitable. So that's the point. That in the United States, they buried this blades. The blades will be cut in parts, and then they were buried. Okay, it's possible, because a thermoset, which is totally cured, is inert. It has no oxygen or something in it. So you can put it in earth as well, but it's not a solution. Because we said here in Europe that reuse was a much better opportunity than to bury it in earth or in the ground. So that's the reason. But that's what we did with thermosets, and it's still the situation. Some universities and technical high schools are working on it to recycle, but in the meantime, we have also another, another is material that's carbon, thermostat, and we can recycle that on the same way. But even that is not a big issue until now.
Mm-hmm.
And look you to the thermoplastics. Yes, well, that's that depends on. We have polycarbonate, nylon, polyamide, ABS, polyethylene, and so on—the big ones.
Yes.
And you have to know exactly. That's the reason why we set up a labeling in the 18 years last century, and you can see now on the part. What material is used to make this part, to produce this part, and that's a much easier now, but still there are a lot of companies active in this side and with success, I have to say. Well, that's the situation in Europe. I talk with the Japanese people in Japan, and they do the same. They are looking to the same kind of plastic. And for the rubbers, you need another, another system, and it's called But what material are you interested in the first place? what kind of material you want to talk about now?
As you mentioned about the very less amount of thermosets are recycled, so first of thermosets. So first of all, I carried out. I find out the global plastic market, and then I have find out the percentage of recyclable plastics. That is all a percentage of. That is around 9 to 10% of plastic that can be recycled. That is recycled each year. In Europe, it is bigger than suppose 30% in some of countries. Many of countries we can say. In USA or the Asia Pacific region, it is very less. So overall, at a global level, it is around 9 to 10% of total plastic it is recycled. And about
for the thermosets.
Yes, and about the thermoset. So the all amount of recyclable plastics or recycled plastic, the thermoset, the major plastic it is recycled, it is PET, I guess. So in overall plastics, and LDP is also LDP, PP and LDP are also major recycled plastics. And if you talk about the thermoset, so thermoset it is less than 2% globally of total recycled plastic market, less than 2%. So
I interrupt you. The market is there, but the winning is not there.
Yes. Actually, very less. When we talk about the total recycled plastic market, it is less than 2%. It's very less percent because of their recyclability issues. Suppose that recyclability concerns of related to thermoset because of the cross-linking, I guess, of those polymers and inertness, as you mentioned. I am on right track regarding this study, that 10% around 10% is of total plastic is recycled, and less than 2% it is of you can say the thermoset plastic is.
Now, what we find out was 10% was too less for us, and we make a combination in special profiles and so on in water management. So for water sites and so on, and we have the possibility to go up to 30%, and then it was more or less the reinforcement in the thermoplastic and. For that, you can use the thermoplastic as HDPE. You can use PET, polyethylene terephthalate. But you can also use polyethylene or polycarbonate or ABS. No problem. You have to look to the application as such, and that's a hell of a job. I did that in the 19 years. Under my supervision, and we find a lot of possibilities. Even we tested a lot of possibilities, and we find out that it was a very good solution. But again, we were a raw material supplier at that time, DSM and BASF, and we didn't we had not the approach to set up and total recycling concept for the whole industry. It did not. And ERCO, the firm, you can't find maybe a little bit on internet, but at that time, the digital information was not available and not usable at that time. But
Are you okay?
with the you have to well, my proposal is. When you want to have the current situation, ask AVK in Frankfurt. Sorry. Oh, well, it's the Arbeitsgemeinschaft für starke Kunststoffe, or it's the Federation of Reinforced Plastics. And that's mainly, that's only thermosets and GMT, just the polypropylene version with reinforcement. Ask them, they know exactly the current situation, and they have also a special working force group who are active in that field. I was a leader of one of them in the past.
Yes, I will call particularly as you mentioned. Just two questions that I just wanted to ask if you are comfortable and feeling well right now, because I think you have cough or cold right now, so just wanted to know if you are comfortable. I will ask just two questions related to this product.
Yes.
Okay, so according to me,
You can send me the questions also by internet, by email. You have my email as well. Yeah?
Yes.
And maybe I can send you some pictures about what we did, and
That will be really
I have
good, sir.
all the
Yes,
information.
yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It depends a little bit of the questions, of course. You want to ask?
Yes, sir. It will be really good if you share some information related to this. It will help in my study.
Well, it's my interest anymore because I'm already many years retired, and I said, okay, when the market is not listening to the possibilities. Okay, then it's finished from my side. So I stopped this all activities in the recycling side, but I have still the information, of course.
Actually,
Okay.
one of the things I observed, sir, that's related to the price. It is a quite lesser price that of the recyclable plastic. It is less than $1 per kg. Suppose if we talk about less point, suppose less than $1. So I am right on, because I have One of the sources saying that the price is less than $1 per kg. So I'm right on that stuff.
Put it on the mail. Put it on the mail because you'll have to understand on this moment for me. But put it on the mail, and I will give you the answers. Okay?
Okay. I will share questions on the mail. Yes. So
Yeah.
thanks for your time, and hope you will recover in very soon because from cold. And yes, have a
Yeah.
great day. And
You are now located in the United States?
no, I'm from
You are
India.
studying. You are studying.
No, I'm
Where are you
studying.
calling from now?
I'm calling from India. I'm calling
I'm
from
from India.
India. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Please,
Yes, I visited the US many times, so I know India.
yes. I'm calling from India. So there is some place Pune here. So I'm calling from Pune, and this is internet number. So it might be showing. Because when I personally call you, it charge very hefty amount. So I'm calling you from internet, so it may show some other number. I will send you my personal number if you require. I can share you my personal number so we can connect through WhatsApp maybe. If
Oh yes,
okay.
that's possible. Yes, we can do it as by WhatsApp, or by email. That's okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. Thanks for
Okay.
your time. Yes.
You're
Yes.
welcome and success in any way. Okay.
Yes. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, sir. Yes. Bye.
Yeah, same to you, eh? Bye bye.
Yes. Bye.